Questions for Coach Ryan?
Well, I know you guys don't emphasize rebound anymore or any less in any given week, but can you talk about the production you guys did? And I mean, Cal had averaged over 40 rebounds a game, and you guys really held them in check at points.
Well, when you shoot around 50% or a little better, there's not as many to go get. So we shot the ball better. So that might have been part of it. It's about positioning, sometimes about the way the ball bounces. Some games, some teams shoot flatter shots and they're longer rebounds, and some teams shoot softer shots, so there's more around the basket. It isn't a science. It's an opportunistic part of the game. Every shot that's taken is a loose ball. So how many do you get? And how many does the other team get? Some nights you're a little better than others.
Jim?
Well, you guys spent a lot of time on the floor, diving for loose balls and such. Imagine that pleased you.
Well, there were more loose balls. You know, they were extended a little bit. You know, and they got their hands on some balls. Teams like Creighton, Virginia, they're not extending their defense. So you won't see as many. But teams that pressure, and we've got some layups as a result of them pressuring. But we also had some turnovers. We had some decisions that weren't good for the game. But that's where we have to learn. But I think we did enough things positioning-wise on offense to get good looks. Inside, outside. Brusewitz finally hit a couple, which always helps, because he was wondering why he was finding himself so wide open. And then he realized, maybe they don't think I can shoot. So then Mike probably said to himself, why don't I go hit a couple threes and then let's see what happens. Now, I just made all that up, but you have to ask Mike. But those are, you know, he hit some timely threes because they were playing off. They were pressuring inside. They were doubling inside. So this game hasn't changed. You have to find ways to get it done on each possession. I thought our guys did a fairly good job of that.
Coach, Sam looked really aggressive in the first half. And what do you think he kind of added on the offensive end in the opening 20 minutes?
Well, he was able to get a couple creases. And he's pretty good at finishing around the basket. Other teams that we played, they take that away. And some teams, because of the way they play, he might get a couple of those as long as you're finishing strong. You can't try, like the last possession, when he drove baseline into two or three guys. That's not what we do, and he realized that, so he'll learn from that. Because we do a dribble drive retreat along the baseline drill in our shooting drill. So he's just learning. But he did give us a good spark.
Coach, two numbers that stick out to me are 14 for 25 on your free throws tonight, as well as the 13 turnovers. I know those are two parts of the fundamentals of the game that you really emphasize. Do you think that there's something that the team can do in these next couple of weeks? Is it just a matter of practice, or does it come from game repetition for some of these
guys?
Yeah,
it's you know, get comfortable. You know, in a game like this, we had more free throws. It's who's shooting them sometimes. There are certain guys you want to be at the free throw line more than others. We led the country that one year because the right people were getting to the free throw line and making them. And this year, we're not doing as good a job as we need to do. But I think on the turnovers sometimes, if a team is aggressive, they also opened us up to some easy baskets. So depending on how many points you're scoring, I mean, if you have that many turnovers and you're scoring 50-some points, that is a really bad night. And then you have to take a look at how many assists you had, which I don't remember how many. Five more than turnovers. You have to live with it because it's already been played, but can you do that night in, night out against teams that don't extend as much. No, you can't end up with that many.
Jim?
You mentioned the way Cal's defense sets up. You got better looks tonight. Do you think you did a better job of finishing than you have been of late? Is that...
Yeah, I mean, we didn't finish well against a couple teams this year, and it cost us. But we hit some, we got some stuff in the paint. I don't know, what did we end up with in the paint? 28, 25 off turnovers, 18 second chance. So, that, yeah, you know, we did a lot better job inside.
Coach Showalter saw the floor a lot, 60 minutes in the game. What do you like about the toughness of this kid defensively? Does he remind you a lot of his dad, too?
Well, I'm going to let him be his own young man, so we'll just talk about Zach. Yeah, he plays the game with a passion. Like it matters to him. He cares on every position, wants to make something good happen. And he's a spark plug, especially defensively at times. He still has... He's got a lot to learn about the college game, which you say, was it different than the high school game? Well, there's subtle differences for sure. But he's a guy that has to give us good minutes. We're in that position now where he and Ben and Trey and George, they've been playing better some nights other than others. And between those four, we got to find guard play. That's just the way it is. And they're trying to give it to us.
One more for Coach.
Well, how did you assess your team's play on the defensive end today?
Well, I thought we did a pretty good job on Cobbs because he's been scoring like crazy. Krabby, in the first half there, went through that one little stretch. But then, you know, when you're up 20-25 and a guy's firing threes from 28 feet, we're not going to go out, and I'm going to say we don't go out there and foul those guys, but we did. But, I mean, he was taking a lot of shots there down the stretch, too. He was looking for his. And that's – we just got to guard him. But that one stretch where he hit, like, three in a row in the first half on the little curl, we weren't getting the exchange we needed to get on the step in hand. And I think that's probably because against Virginia, we hedged – and we broke our rules, and the other team got 4 points. So I thought we did a better job of sticking with our rules, make a guy make a jump shot rather than a layup or a power move at the basket. So, but they got two guys who can score with anybody in the country. If you've seen any film on Cal.
Any more questions? Thanks, Coach.
Already go. No. I don't know. He hasn't been up yet.